also.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie barreling toward Florida's northern Gulf Coast, packing winds of 65 miles an hour as it heads toward landfall tomorrow. WTSP-TV reporter Jennifer Titus is at Kings Bay Lodge in Crystal River, Florida, still reeling from Hurricane Idalia last year.
They do not want to deal with any more water. They just opened up in February. And right now in Crystal River, it's busy because it's scalloping season. So all of the restaurants were filled. This whole place was filled.
Power is already knocked out for 19,000 customers. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are tied in key battleground states, according to a new CBS News poll. It finds Harris leading Trump by 1 point nationally. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has more.
Women voters and black voters are helping lift Kamala Harris. She leads Donald Trump among women voters by 9 points, wider than the 3-point edge President Biden had in July.
Robert is a voter in the critical background state of Pennsylvania.
I think that there are people out there who have been Republicans but are not in favor of Trump and would look for an alternative. And I think by making a good choice there, I think that could help those people to come over and vote for Kamala Harris.
Another Israeli attack on a school sheltering displaced Palestinians has killed at least 15 people and injured dozens of others, according to Gaza's government media office. Our Deborah Pata tells us that has sparked anti-government demonstrations in Tel Aviv.
Another blow against peace. Israeli police clash with protesters in Tel Aviv, where not even the threat of an Iranian attack could keep them off the streets. They accuse their prime minister of choosing escalation over a hostage deal. But Netanyahu remains defiant.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has condemned an attack on a hotel housing asylum seekers in the north of England, calling it far-right thuggery. More on the anti-immigrant unrest there from CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Anti-immigration protests escalated into riots in several cities. Protesters attacked police who tried to guard a hotel that housed asylum seekers. The violent protests erupted last week after a deadly stabbing rampage at a dance class.
An emotional moment at the Olympics.
Serbia's Novak Djokovic knelt down on the court, buried his head in his arms, and sobbed after finally accomplishing what he had tried to do 4 times before and failed, win the gold medal in men's singles tennis at the Olympics.
Wendy Gillette reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 61. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday. Rain is likely. We'll have a high around 69. Some heavy rain is possible. Rain Monday night at a low of 52. Tuesday, sunny, 76. Sunny and 76 again Wednesday.
Right now, it's 84.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I have never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutally handsome.
The delightfully named album Sassy. That was Sarah Vaughan with Lush Life. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music with the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane, from their classic album, Hotel California. Up next, we have a very interesting recording from a project, a one-off, by two very interesting men. It was done in 1981 after David Byrne was taking, I don't know, was it a hiatus or what it was, but he was not with Talking Heads at that very moment. So he decided to hook up with minimalist artist Brian Eno, and they put their heads together and came up with this. From their album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, here's A Secret Life.
Neighbors looking over at my house, all the secret smiles when I walk in the room. And I think I'm gonna crack up soon. I'm gonna run away, find a place in the dark where I don't have to hear the nasty, nasty talk. Change my sex, change my hair, be hard to find anywhere. My secret life, living life on a knife edge of life. Tell my wife, and she's just had a breakdown. And I'm not rich, but you know I'm top in my pitch. And you'll ruin the lot, finish everything I've got. My secret life, my secret life. I'll give you anything, anything to shut you up. Why do you hate me so much? What have I ever done to you but leave you?
From their debut album, full of sleazy goodness, nonstop erotic cabaret, that was Soft Cell with Secret Life. We implore you to stick around, everyone, as coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that hit it huge in the early 2000s based on a song who the singer and songwriter based on a not-so-good relationship, proving that sometimes great art can come from a bad situation. Find out who it is as we come back to Seth Faces the Music here on WFHR.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
So numb. it's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong.
From his 1972 album, Hunky Dory, that was David Bowie. We've mentioned him before today with Life on Mars, question mark. And before that, we heard Bring Me to Life from Evanescence. That's from their debut record, Fallen. Amy Lee is the name of the singer, and she also wrote that song. Up next, we're going to go to probably one of the more outspoken bands of the 1960s. I'm not talking about the Beatles. I'm not talking about the Rolling Stones. I'm talking about one of their contemporaries that... Sometimes it didn't work out so well, got kind of hokey, but when they hit it good, they hit it big. Coming up is The Animals featuring Eric Burdon on vocals with It's My Life.
Table. cigarettes when I
Elliott, after she left the Mamas and the Papas, from her record, The Road is No Place for a Lady, All My Life. We have one more segment to come, everyone, on this week's Seth Faces the Music, and we're going back to the 1970s. We are firmly now in post-punk, when all bets were off, the doors were wide open, and you could do just about anything you wanted in pop music and possibly be popular at the same time. We'll be hearing from a band who was very, very good at this, coming up on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center, serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently, shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups. You are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here, too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a thunderstorm tonight, a low of 61. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday. Rain is likely. We'll have a high around 69. Some heavy rain is possible. Rain Monday night at a low of 52. Tuesday, sunny, 76. Sunny and 76 again Wednesday.
Right now, it's 82.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm not afraid to
Do what you wanna do. So much in life to see you through. Be what you wanna be. Be strong and tell the world you're free. I see the children of the world searching to find themselves and who they are. So many roads for them to choose, yeah. So many ways for them to win or lose. Oh, this is your life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is your life. Yeah, yeah. I'll see you there. Dying in your wisdom.
The Commodores with their single, This Is Your Life. And before that, we opened up this final segment with Talking Heads from their awesome album, Fear of Music, Life During Wartime. Next up, we have a band that hit it big in the early 2000s. They were very much influenced by the music of the 80s, like from, say, the Talking Heads. Also, Duran Duran and all those synth bands, but they, of course, added their own spin and their own flavor and a little Bruce Springsteen sprinkled in as well. From their album, Day and Age, here's The Killers with This Is Your Life.
The history of blisters, your brothers and your sisters. That just about wraps up the show, everyone. Thank you all for listening to Seth Faces the Music. It is your support that has made it the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin. And stay tuned, everyone. We've got part two of Songs About Life coming up very, very soon. We're going to close out the show today with a latter-day hit from an 80s and 90s iconic band. I'm talking REM. And if you get a chance, check out the video. It is very, very clever. Here is Imitation of Life. So long, everyone.
Imitation of life.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.